Today's reading is in John chapter 17, starting in verse 1. John 17, verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted his eyes up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you had given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they may be sanctified in truth. So our reading for today had two primary sections of this prayer that Jesus is praying at the end of his discourse with his disciples. And he focuses on that relationship between him and the Father and the next steps for him, stating the hour has come, verse 1. Verse 4, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. That redemptive work that Jesus came to do was about to be completed at his crucifixion and then his resurrection. And so he understands that he's leaving his disciples and he's sending them out into the world to do the things that they would be assigned to do as ambassadors, as apostles, as evangelists, and that they were going to undergo many tribulations during that time. So it's a bit of a mixed sentiment from Jesus regarding the completion of this work. Obviously, it's a great thing that this redemptive work is completed. However, he knows that this is a change that's going to affect his disciples as he goes back to be with the Father. And he's already told them he's going to send to them the Comforter who would help them and guide them. But understand that Jesus left heaven to come do this work. He lowered himself, taking on human flesh for this temporary time out of a great love for us, as well as valuing the plan of God that was made from the beginning of time in order to redeem man from sin. And so this is why he's been willing to leave that place in heaven and come to this earth and live as we do. And so his prayer has been answered. The Father appears because of the work of Jesus. And we know him because of the work of Jesus. And we have a relationship with him because of the work of Jesus. But this great sacrifice that Jesus made for us is truly incredible. If we understand the fact that he left that glory-filled position in heaven and emptied himself coming to this earth, allowing himself to be humiliated, allowing himself to live a very common life where he had no place to lay his head, he had no ease or comfort really in his life, then we understand how important this plan was to him and what great love Jesus had. In the next section, he focuses on his disciples. And so he goes from praying about being glorified and finishing that work to now praying for those whom he's going to leave behind, and they're going to get sent out into the world on his behalf. And so he's concerned about the things that he experiences continuing toward them. In verse 11, he states, "I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world." And so there's this turning point that's about to happen. And he knows that they are going to need the help that comes from that relationship with God. Also in verse 11, he says, "Keep them in your name." So guard them, strengthen them, help them is the idea behind that thought. And they're not of the world, but they have to continue to interact with the world. They have to continue to be in the world. And they need sanctification as well. Verse 17, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." He is asking for them to be preserved as this holy and special people in the world, which doesn't just apply to the apostles, it applies to us as well. Notice this emphasis Jesus places on the word. The word causes the disciples to no longer be a part of the world, verses 6 through 8. And also the word continues to sanctify them, verse 17 and 19. The word is the means by which God calls his people, by which he reaches out to them, calling them to live that holy and sanctified life, that pure life in his sight. And so the guarding and the sanctifying mean that our continual greatest needs are being met by God, even though our Savior is not with us and he was not with his disciples after he ascended into heaven. There's a lot for us to think about in this passage today, and really a lot for us to work to live up to. We can't neglect the word and then expect that word to call us and sanctify us. We can't neglect putting Jesus in that glorified position in our lives as the most important thing that we have. He needs to be in that priority position for us. And so we need to have the humility that allows him to reign in our lives. And we need to have a focus on the word that it may carry us through day to day, instance to instance, strengthening us, guiding us, and being sanctified by following those words. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.